From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading The Outcasts, Book 4, The Conquerors, by Gregory Janicki. Now let's begin with Book 4, The Conquerors, Chapter 1. The thin little man gazed up at the hole in the cavern ceiling. It seemed as dim and distant as one of the twin moons on a hazy night. The man had been tall and powerful once. He did not suffer from lack of food. Rather, he lived with an abundance of raw materials bearing exotic names, Clystor, Gininus, Chininya. The manufactured substances gave a tired body untold strength and endurance for a small price, complete obedience. The man had seen his brother, someone he loved and admired, gradually lose his ability to think, to act independently. His brother had become capable of inflicting pain at the whim of some greater mind. His brother had nearly killed him during a recent disagreement. The man kept to himself in the food cell, dutifully boiling vats of Clystor, as enforcing creatures called antibodies walked by with living whips called tendrils. Instead of eating any of the manufactured substances, he secretly nibbled on tubers and small vegetable bulbs he had found in a hidden pocket of rock deep beneath the surface of Dulinay. The man knew that the end, or the beginning of something terrifyingly new, was at hand. The antibodies cracked their whips, beat their prisoners, threw them into the bubbling vats of Clystor, then cast off the failed experiments as the horribly malformed news creatures, half-human, half-antibody, completely desperate. A select group of survivors from the Clystor...